Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
If you like Free Guy,
yeah,
you should watch Tron. Like, it's clearly a dated movie.
Tron Legacy.
I'm halfway through the original Tron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'll watch Legacy after it. But yeah, if you liked Free Guy, give Tron a go.
I've seen both.
With the 1980s CGI.
I've seen both. It's so stupid. The second one's even more dumb.
But how good are the graphics in the 1980s one?
It goes off its nuts.
Mate, all those 80s movies graphics. Oh, what a... Yeah.
What a time Dune. To be alive.
What a time.
Oh, the Dune. Old Dune, mate.
Dune, yeah. That came out. That was the thing. What about Dune?
No. Have you ever seen Roblox? Like the game Roblox?
Know of it.
Yeah, you know of it, yeah. So
yeah.
In the old Dune movie, the VFX they had for like the force shields, because they all have force shields, right?
Yeah.
So in the old movie, they all look like Roblox characters. Like, it's literally just boxes around them. In this one, it actually looks legit. Like the new movie, it looks legit.
June. I'm gonna put this in the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, mate.
We should just free for all, freestyle, man. Yeah. Let me just do the intro.
Oh God, actually doing this.
Yeah, we're just gonna free for all it. Welcome back to Map. It just keeps getting better. Welcome back to Map, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where I'm your host, Sega Singh, and we talk about all things pop culture, movies, TV shows, comic books, music, anything pop culture, you name it, we'll talk about it. Joining me today is Squishy Joshy, a.k.a. Joshua.
What's up, everyone?
Yeah, and rounding off the triangle... TD from TD Project himself, tempo drummer Lawrence.
How do you round off a triangle?
So what you do, right? Since it's a point, right? Since the triangle's a point, right? What you do, you get yourself a sander and just start standing it, and so then it turns into an arc.
Then it's not a man. It's not a. No, what?
An arc is around a triangle.
What are you going on about?
Mate, seriously. An arc's around a triangle.
Josh, I think he needs the left right good night.
Has Josh, have you given anyone the left right good night yet?
not literally.
How do you figuratively give them the left right good night?
I don't know, maybe in like COD or something. Or Deathloop.
Yeah.
Like you're playing something in, he throws a left jab, a right jab, and then see you later.
Bang.
Yeah, that's right. You know. Yeah. You have to get creative sometimes. You know.
Yeah.
So guys, are we really going for this episode without a topic? We're just free-for-alling.
We're just free-for-alling. Let's just have a conversation and just, let's just throw this out there, man. Let's get this over with. How?
Wait, the podcast or the sponsorship?
No, the sponsorship, man.
I think this is what it means to be a loose podcast.
This is the loose episode.
All right, well, why don't we start it off with what's everyone been up to this week?
All right, since you kicked it off, Josh, you go for it.
Oh, yeah? Well, I now have Xbox Game Pass. Apparently, that's a thing.
Oh.
You have an Xbox?
I don't have an Xbox, but it also syncs up with the PC. So.
Oh, shit.
For the first month, you pay $1 and you get access to over 100 games, including some of the latest games like Back 4 Blood.
Only $1.
But you don't have an Xbox.
But you don't have an
Xbox. But I can play it on the PC.
Wait, wasn't Back 4 Blood available on stream?
On Steam. Buy it on Steam.
Stream.
For like $100. But like, or I could pay $1 this month and get like a ton of like streams out of it.
I gotta have a look at
Following month, it's like $15 or something, which is actually pretty good considering if you think about it.
That's actually not bad. $15 for unlimited games.
It's kind of like a game Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's like once you end the subscription, you lose all the games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
And apparently, Age of Empires 4 is coming out on it as well.
Oh, there's a fourth one?
Yeah. Yeah. Fourth one.
Oh, or is it pronounced IV?
Isn't that a drip?
Maybe it's IV, yeah. IV.
Age of Empires IV.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that into your bloodstream.
Yeah, Back 4 Blood.
Yeah, Back 4 Blood.
Yeah. Back 4 Blood.
And we've come full circle. All right, I'll see you guys next week later.
Back IV Blood.
Back IV Blood. Ouchie. That is so bad. This week, not this week, what I've been doing, I haven't been doing much lately, man. I've got the new Switch and just been playing that. Yeah.
IVED.
The IVED. What's the IVED? 4D, like the,
yeah. 4D, four, yeah.
4ED. 4ED.
Yeah. Wait, it comes in 4D now?
It comes in 4D, bro.
Remember when the 3DS had an actual 3D camera?
Yeah, no one ever used it.
Yeah. I saw an article the other day.
You flick it once to see what it does, and then you never use it again.
Yeah.
I think
the 3DS.
Yeah, that's it. I think it was, I forgot which Pokemon game. I think it was X and Y.
Yeah, I bought a DS just for X.
Yeah. So, well, with that one, you could switch in between. Because normally how sometimes some games, there's only certain parts in the game that you can go 3D.
Yeah, the Pokemon battles.
Yeah. You can see the attacks in 3D. You can almost taste it.
Wasn't that amazing?
So there was an article that I saw the other day.
Yeah.
Apparently someone brought a 3DS to a rock concert just to film it all with the 3D camera.
How much memory would that have needed?
Think about it. You're in the mosh pit and you've got this 3DS and you're just like waving it about everywhere just trying to get
it. Yeah.
Back in my day, You used to just go to places, experience it, and then you remember it.
Didn't you say that in an episode of one of our...
yeah, probably. And I'll bring it up again now. I still stand by that.
Josh, okay. One of these ones, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
I swear there was a study done.
Yeah.
And it was about, like, recording stuff at concerts and shows. And they say that if you spend most of your time recording at the show, you remember less of the experience because you're focused more on recording the show than actually experiencing the show.
Big brain. Well done.
Good thinking.
So you don't get to enjoy it as much.
Yeah, but what if you have really bad memories?
Yeah, but most of the time you film it, you're not going to watch it again. Most of these people anyway.
Well, no, you just have it for the experience and then you can brag about it for like for about a week and then...
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah,
you really there? Yeah, like physically you were there, but mentally you were looking at your phone, looking at the show.
Basically, you're live streaming the show.
Yeah. When there's like 500 other people doing that already.
Yeah.
Like I'm all for you taking the occasional clip, but some of these people, they're just non-stop recording.
Yeah.
Just relax, man. Enjoy the show.
Relax, enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah, like take some photos here and there and take some like videos here and there.
You gotta take a couple.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like not the whole time you're standing there going, yeah.
And like they probably have a professional videographer there as well, filming a proper
thing. Save yourself $100 and just buy the DVD.
Exactly. Buy the DVD.
Like that's what you're doing.
No, but seriously, you got a point there. Like when you go to these concerts, I think my last one was, my last concert was Coldplay. Jesus, that was some time ago.
Really?
The Coldplay.
No, Chainsmokers. Chainsmokers, sorry. Yeah. It was the Chainsmokers, not the
Coldplay. It wasn't even the Coldplay, it was Chainsmokers.
No. It was actually Coldplay. But we just called them Chainsmokers, remember that?
We kept calling it the Chainsmokers.
Oh, that's right, I wasn't there. You guys had this in joke.
Yeah.
Bad invite.
Yeah.
We're like, wait, what? This isn't
Wait, just come to the next Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
You mean Chainsmokers?
Yeah, Chainsmokers. No, that would have been my last one.
Wow.
That would have been my last one. That was like, what, 2015?
18, I think.
18? No, actually, you know what? 18?
I think I came back from the Philippines.
I've still got the photo.
Do you know when it was? 2016.
16, yeah. I've still got the photo of you... with so-called blue hair at that time.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, I still remember, this is Angeline Blue, this is Josh Blue.
Yeah.
It turned like orange and shit.
Yeah, it was like brown.
It became brown.
Yeah, it's transitioning.
Yeah, it was turning into blue. Didn't you actually dye it blue then afterwards?
Yeah, in like 2018. Yeah. 2 years later.
2 years,
That's how Josh remembers dates based on his haircut.
Yeah. This one's going to get ridiculous. It's going to become a mullet.
So we're going to ask him, people are going to ask him, so in 2000 and, in 21, what did you do? 21, what did I have? I had a mullet back then, so.
See, I used to gauge things based on when I bought my car. So I would remember when I bought my car and count from there.
So how long has it been since you bought your car?
It's been...
6 years?
I think 6 years.
Oh, I was on the spot, mate. See that?
Yeah.
That was a fluke guess, man.
And the yellow door.
The yellow door's been
yellow
there
door
for...
was 2 years ago.
That would have been the last time we caught up at Burwood. Would have been the last time I saw the yellow. It was the first time
Josh
I saw
had to make a McDonald's comment about my car.
Yeah. Guys.
You have it? What happened?
Can I share my screen real quick?
Yeah, go for it, Alan.
So this is something that happened to me today, and I'm extremely upset about it.
Oh, no. Josh.
Oh, here we go.
Can you see that?
You dropped a fluorescent light?
Explain to the audio listeners only.
You guys are listening in to this podcast,
obviously they're listening. How else would they be doing?
On your preferred platform. I have this set of studio lights.
I didn't save that clip.
Put it as a TikTok?
Put it as a TikTok. I need to put that as a TikTok.
I have this set of studio lights. It's about four lights, light bulbs, into this thing that sits on a tripod. And I was in a meeting with one of my managers today, and 2 seconds later, I hear this psh sound. And I'm just like, huh? So I look behind me, and there it is on the floor. Everything's shattered everywhere, except for one of the light bulbs somehow survived. But I still took it out because I don't trust it anymore.
How did it fall? Did it get snagged on something? Or did it
maybe.
Just like...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It just fell and...
You clean up the glass?
No, you left it there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But it's in carpet, which was...
Oh,
yeah, you might want to have another look at
you
that.
Might wanna,
yeah.
You might want to vacuum that up.
Yeah, I vacuumed and like
50 some, times.
Like intense scooping of it.
Yeah.
How much are your lights? You're going to replace the lights?
I might get something different that doesn't involve light bulbs like that. So,
ooh, maybe. Why don't you get like a red, yellow, and blue one?
Like an
and
LED
then you have
one.
Like every color.
Oh, yeah, I do want to get like colored ones, like the RGB stuff.
Yeah, get like an LED one. Just go to a DJ shop and just get one.
Yeah. I'll work something out. But yeah, that was my day. And yeah, if I stood on anything, it would have been like Lego, but worse.
Like Lego, but worse. It's glass, mate. It's going to go straight into you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, luckily...
You glass yourself.
Yeah.
What about you, Lawrence, happen. Man? What have you been up to, man? We haven't, like... We've all started rambling on except for you.
Yeah.
So you started this before we started recording. You were mentioning you've started watching M Dog movies.
Yeah. M Night Shyamalan. He's got a bunch of movies on Disney Plus. So I've just been progressively working my way through them.
Yeah. So keep in tune. That's a bit of an Easter egg for a future. Future episode where we're going to be talking about M Night plot twist himself that you can see coming from like the before the movie even starts. So
some of the movies are absolute bangers, and then the other ones are like, "What are you going on about, mate?"
I would say please watch Last Airbender just to get your palate cleansed and
I've seen Last Airbender,
so then you can. Josh, have you seen that? Last Airbender?
The
live action version?
That's something due for a reboot.
Wait, the live action one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, mate. don't. You're not missing out on anything. It's okay. If you never end up watching it, we won't hold it against you. Because
the M. Night Shyamalan plot twist
is
that it was a bad adaptation.
Oh god! What was his? He had We were talking about what was it? Signs.
That's the last one I saw. The Signs. What was up with that? They need to just
calm the
reconsider their whole existence. Josh, have you seen Signs?
No.
Can I spoil the Shyamalan?
Yeah, let's just go for
the
it,
thing
go.
For you.
I don't think Josh will be watching that at all.
Nah, yeah, so Signs is basically these aliens come to invade Earth, and then the plot twist is that they're definitely weakened by water. Like, that's their critical weakness. Yeah. Like, water will burn them. So it's like, of all the planets in the galaxy, you pick the one that's like 80% water to invade, and water falls out of the sky every other day. Why would you invade Earth? Pick, like, any other planet.
Luckily, they didn't go to, like, England or something, because it's like raining there 24/7. So they saved themselves a trip there.
Yeah. And then it's like the signs were supposed to be like navigation. Like they used the signs to like navigate and coordinate themselves. Why did you put like 18 of them in India? You know what I mean.
Out of all places, India. India has so much rain. They have monsoon season.
India, but it's like, if you're going to... put markings on a planet to coordinate an attack, why would you put so many of them in one spot?
Well, it is very populated, so, like, I understand, but, like, really?
Man, I got to watch a few more of his movies, and we'll make a whole podcast about that guy.
Oh, his new one, Old. I think that's what it's called, Old or something. Or Getting Old on the Beach or something. I don't know what it is, whatever it's called. That movie just, that's got so many plot holes. It's got more holes than a Swiss cheese, mate.
Oh, don't get me started on Swiss cheese.
Speaking of cheese.
Swiss cheese? What's the segue for that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about your Swiss cheese? You had a story, mate. You have to.
So one of the classes I used to teach when I was teaching high school, like one of the topics was like about making arguments and using logic. So I used to use Swiss cheese as my example of flawed logic and how you shouldn't use this kind of logic in your arguments. So hear me out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Swiss cheese has holes in it. And then the more holes you have, the less cheese you have. But then the more cheese you have, the more holes you have. So the more cheese you have, the less cheese you have.
I think you just confused everyone.
But it makes sense, right?
I mean,
if you don't think too deep into it.
No, but okay, let's take your logic and say, what if you have less holes then?
Well, then it's not really Swiss cheese, because you're getting, if you have less holes, then it's less Swiss cheese.
So the amount of holes has to always equal higher than the actual amount of cheese.
Yeah, but if you have, like, it's the holes that make the cheese Swiss.
Yeah, so what I'm picturing, is say you've got the cheese, right? And say if you were able to, like, click and drag it so it's bigger.
Yeah.
The holes will stretch.
Yeah, right. So the holes have to adjust accordingly to how much you resize it.
Yeah.
And therefore, as you make it grow bigger, the holes get bigger, and then you'll have less cheese.
Yeah, because, see, the more cheese you have, the less cheese you have.
Exactly. There you go. Holes.
Yeah.
And can I just make a statement? I think we might be triggering a lot of people right now, like, in regards to holes. What? Because
trypophobia. People,
vegans.
Yeah, that phobia.
Vegans.
That also, vegans as well, you know. Don't get me started on, like, offending people. So I'm going to flag this part. And
we're going down this route, are we?
We're going down this route, but I don't know if you guys heard, good old James Tedesco from the Sydney Roosters is under investigation for an alleged racial slur, because him and his teammates were discussing Squid Games. And they happened to walk past someone of Asian descent, and they took offense to that.
That's like talking about basketball when you're walking past a black guy and they take offense.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, what the hell? Like, wait, what? And according to the statement... The girl said,
more to it.
"No, well, the girl said that he like approached her and yelled Squid Games in her face, and him,
okay, that,
and him and his mates like laughed off and walked away. But then
that would be offensive.
Yeah,
that depends if that actually happened or not.
but their story comes from two people, whilst the other eight people are saying, no, we were just talking about Squid Games while we were walking out of the bar and." She was in proximity of us talking, and like, we don't know why she took offense to it.
Yeah, so now it depends on whose side of the story is real. Because if the footballer's version is true,
yeah,
it's no problem.
Yeah.
But if the girl's version of the story is true, it's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, I don't know. But what I found really weird was like the statement went on to go, I was shocked and so embarrassed. I couldn't speak for myself, and my friends, my friend, she had to, my friend spoke up, and then you responded back with, "Don't you know who I am?" Like, all right. I don't think that's what the scenario is. Like, chill. Anyways, I'm gonna flag that part. Just wanted to talk about that. I don't know if I should put that in the podcast because it's still under investigation.
Up to your discretion.
I don't think I will put it in. Anyways, we are. Let's get back to riffing. So Signs, right? Josh and Lawrence, have you guys seen Quiet Place?
Not yet.
It's damn good. It.
Worth a watch.
Damn it! I can't talk about it and spoil it then. Is it
two
something
was good as
is
well?
I haven't seen two. I haven't seen two. Please don't ruin it.
It's not a spoiler, okay, but you know how, like, from a film perspective,
yeah,
they use silence a lot, but like to a really great effect for the movie.
Yeah,
because like that's like, heart, like the whole premise. Like you need to be quiet. And these things are going to get you, right.
Yeah.
So like they use their silence as a film technique to really like build the tension and the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched number two in the cinema. And heaps of silent scenes. And the immersion was wrecked because everyone in the cinema's eating chips.
Shut up, bro.
I'm trying to watch A Quiet Place.
That's why when I watched A Quiet Place, I watched it at home. I streamed it at home because I could put in headphones and like watch it and not be in the cinemas and hear people crunching and shit.
Yeah, like half that movie was in silence.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to build tension.
Yeah.
And it just brings you out of it, man.
But
there's like half the other movie where there's all these loud action sequences.
Yeah.
Eat your chips then.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay, in saying that, is one better or two better?
Ooh.
We're talking plot, we're talking visuals, we're talking those kind of things. Storyline as well and everything.
See, I felt they're too close to each other in terms of quality for me to make a distinction. If things are too close, it's really hard for me to differentiate between them. Like, if one was really bad over the other, then I'd say something, but these were a bit too close for me.
Yeah. Number one was amazing. I loved number one. I have to look where I can get number two from, and then I can probably watch it.
It's not on Netflix?
I don't think so. I think it's available on, like... I think you have to buy it or rent it.
Maybe it's on American Netflix. Maybe we need
Surfshark VPN.
We should get them to sponsor us, hey?
Yeah, I know. Speaking of sponsors... Check out Surfshark down below. Click on the link down below. Anyway, so...
With A Quiet Place, though, I've heard a few people saying, like, they're not going to watch it because they think it's too scary. Just want to throw out there, it's not a horror movie. It's got a few jump scares in it, but it's not a horror. So
It's more thriller.
Give it a go, definitely.
Interesting.
It's like The Invisible Man. I don't know if you've seen that yet. The Invisible Man.
I've seen Hollow Man. Is it like that?
No.
Is it better or worse than Hollow Man?
It's better. Way better. No, like Invisible Man is like, it's pretty intense and pretty like in your face kind of thriller. But again, in that you have like, it's a bit of the suspense is built by being quiet, like being quiet and stuff.
And so
there's this one scene. I'll describe it, but I won't spoil it. There's this one scene where literally you have, like, it's so quiet. You have to be you have to be listening very well in that scene to get what's happening. Otherwise, you're just going to be like completely lost.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. I was having this discussion with one of my coworkers the other day, and I was having this discussion about how how this DC had their fandom the other day. Well, it was about not too long ago, and it just felt like every second movie that they do, they're resetting the whole universe and resetting the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know, including games as well. Like if you look at it, like the games that they announced, like I think it's Gotham Knights, right? So they named it Gotham Knights, but it's not a sequel to Arkham Knights, like the Batman game. So there's
instead of expanding, they'll reboot.
No. Apparently, it's meant to be a whole separate universe, but then the Suicide game killed the Justice League. Apparently, that's a sequel to the Batman Arkham games, and I'm just like, wait, what? Like, that makes no sense at all. Like,
their whole universe is just messed up.
Yeah. So then I was having this discussion. I'm like, could you just imagine if Marvel reset every time they had a bad movie? Like, yeah. you'd be like, legit, you'd be three movies in and you'd call it a reset.
Because that's what
DC are doing. Like they had the Suicide Squad, and then they had Suicide Squad, and then they reset that whole universe into the Suicide Squad. And then, like,
Suicide Squad Tokyo Drift.
Now it's the Batman as well.
But that's a whole separate thing that they're going down as well. Like, they're building that up. They're creating a whole separate universe for that one, and now they're doing like a multiverse Flash movie, where they're introducing like, Keaton's Batman and like Ben Affleck's Batflix.
So it's like Into the Spider-Verse with Batman.
Yeah, pretty much. but they're like, oh, is this gonna be Flashpoint? But then it can't be Flashpoint because Michael Keaton's playing Bruce Wayne. And not Thomas Wayne. Because in Flashpoint...
They better have Adam West in there.
No, he's dead.
Is he?
Adam West died ages ago, bro.
Since when?
We're talking like 5 years ago, I think.
Oh, my bad.
Wait, where have you been?
Not watching the news about Adam West.
Yeah, 2017.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
He was one of the top Batmen.
He had his own TV show.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Yeah, but we were having that discussion about it. Like, how could you just imagine what the MCU would be like if they kept resetting every time they do a bad movie? Like, could you imagine? they do Iron Man. And then the next one after that was The Incredible Hulk. And since The Incredible Hulk was so shit, they reset it. So then they start all over again.
Speaking of the Hulk, did you hear the news?
He might be getting his own movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. Universal finally wants to play game. Finally wants some money.
Yeah.
Like, they're finally
about time.
About time.
Man, I tried to watch the Eric Banner one the other day. Nah, I gave up after like 20 minutes. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, the first one.
The Eric Banner.
Oh, movie. That.
Oh, like the very original Hulk movie.
Ang Lee's Hulk.
The ones that went for like 4 hours.
That was so long, that movie.
Like, they filmed it. Well, it was like they tried to make it look like a comic book, the way they filmed it. Like, they had heaps of
like
different panels across the screen, multiple camera shots of the same thing at the same time to make it look like a comic book. I'm like, oh, this is cool the first two times. But it was like every other moment. Yeah. It's like, no, just stop. You've overdone it. And that's why I gave up on the movie. I just couldn't deal with that effect anymore.
It gets really annoying after that.
Yeah, like a couple times is cool, but nah, get out.
It's the worst. But that movie, that was really weird, man. Honest to God, that was really weird, that movie. And it gave that, like, the first time that he got that gamma radiation, when he got the gamma radiation, that effect where it turns green and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a negative slide. And then, yeah, man, that I'm talking about wacky movies. Josh, how's Jim? Jim, bulking up? Getting bigger?
Not really. I think the issue is I'm not getting enough rest. So I need to...
Like too much gaming.
Nah, not even that. Not even that. It's like...
Just start a time loop.
Nah, it's just work. So I'm thinking at some point I may need to like swap out of like a full-time role into like a part-time role.
I thought you were doing that already.
No, I'm full-time and part-time. So I got...
How does that work?
So you're like time and a half.
Yeah. Oh.
No, like two jobs. Oh, wait,
you got two jobs. All these. Yeah.
So, I'll cut that out. I do want to at some point switch to two part-time jobs instead of one full-time and one part-time.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, like for sure, man.
So then,
like,
so then you can do...
Plus a part-time job.
Yeah.
No, so then you can do like... So then basically you could work at one place for like 3 days and then work at another place for 3 days.
Or less. Like, I'm thinking is like 2 days at each place and the rest of the time is just free time to work on my own projects.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Because,
That's a good thing.
Want something new, want some more time to just rest, because I feel like I've been spending way too much time just working without any real purpose,
You've just become like a robot where it's...
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel.
Doing the same thing every day kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw this thing the other day where it was like, let's assume someone gets like 8 hours sleep in a day. Mm-hmm. And you
What's 8 hours sleep?
calculate all your stuff, like, you have an hour eating lunch, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
At the end of all that, you probably only have 3 hours time of like leisure or like free time. And that's not including like if you have a partner or something, like spending time with them or going to the gym and stuff like that. Yeah. So really, your time is super limited.
So what are they calculating this on?
Hmm?
What are they calculating this on?
Like, oh, just like an average.
Yeah. So wait, hold on. So yeah. So if you get 8 hours, like, dude, I don't know anyone that does 8 hours. I don't do 8 hours. Yeah, but
if you do 8 hours of sleep and then 8 hours of work.
Yeah.
You only have 8 hours left.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
you add in all the like all food and blah blah blah.
An hour to and from work.
Yeah, that's like what I mean. Commuting. Yeah, there's just not enough time for your own thing.
I literally start my day at like 4:30 in the morning. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and then
see that's the problem.
No, because I go to gym. I do the gym, then go to work. I finish work at 3, come home, spend time. So then I have, from 3 o'clock, I'm free, pretty much.
Hmm.
Yeah, you wake up early to get more out of the day.
Exactly.
Because
instead of waking up late, going to work, coming back, doing the gym, and then finally having some free time, then time's gone. So I'd rather do it early in the morning, get it over and done with, go to work, finish early, come back home, chill. Did I tell you guys I started playing golf?
No.
Oh, I started playing golf.
Like virtual golf?
No, like actual golf.
Like physical virtual golf.
Physical virtual golf. Remember the thing that we did for my birthday?
That we went to foreshadowing.
Yeah. So, like, I literally started getting lessons from there. And then I'm going to play my first round of golf on Sunday.
Okay, Shooter McGavin.
I'm gonna channel him. I'm gonna act like Shooter McGavin now.
Alright.
Every time I get a putt, I'm gonna be like, poof.
Mate. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta tell you about how golf affects my job at the betting company.
I'll cut that part out. So do you want to say that again? How
I'm happy to keep it in, okay. Whatever.
Oh, but we didn't say the company, so it's okay.
Yeah. So there's this rule with fixed odds sports. It's called dead heat. Yeah. So if teams or players tie or have the same score, any bets on those parties gets divided by the number of players in that tie or dead heat.
Really?
Yeah. So If we're talking about a horse race, mm-hmm. if two horses tie for first place,
yep.
all bets on those horses, the payout is halved.
So instead of paying, let's say it was $5, it's $2.50.
Yeah, okay, if you had odds of $5 to win on that horse and it tied with another horse, you would get half, so you get $2.50
for that win. Okay, cool. Yep. So you're winning.
Now golf, halved. Right? Golf has a lot of players tying on the same scores, on the same points, right?
Yeah, you can
get 3, 4, 5 players tied with the same number of points in golf.
Yeah.
So that means if you have a bet on one of those golfers,
you're screwed.
Your payout gets divided by 3, 4, 5 by the number of golfers in that tie.
Yeah, but you know what's funny about that? Like it's literally, you could literally have, and pretty much I've seen it, like, because I was watching some of the games. You could have first place, then second place, and then 3rd to 10th is tied.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So if you have, like, if you made a bet on this player to make the top 3, but 10 players are tied
for third place.
You're screwed, mate.
Imagine if it was paying like $1. It gets divided by 10. It's like you
paying out 10 cents. You get less than what you put in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Swiss cheese.
So you make negative. Oh. Take a bow, Josh. Take a bow.
That's another little insight to my job.
Take a bow, Josh.
Speaking of which,
can we just take a moment to like appreciate how switched on Josh was then? Like, can we like?
I wasn't even listening to half of that, and then I came in right at the end.
Could we acknowledge how much of a student Josh it was back then? You know, the teacher would have came up. So, Mr. Dickinson, what do you think? Oh, it's this. Straight on the point. Okay. Straight on the point, mate.
apparently, I won an ASX stock exchange game.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, for business studies, we did like this ASX stock exchange game.
So you get 20,000 hypothetical dollars to play on the stock market, and then, like, after a couple of months, whoever has the most money wins.
So what did you do?
But, like, your scores are also, like...
Now, here's the thing, right? I wasn't
compared against,
anything.
like, kids around the country. So, like, if you're, like, the top of Australia, you get, like, an actual cash prize or something.
Oh, man. Man.
But, yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah. The thing was, I was playing it safe. Like, I wasn't buying anything. And
so you would have 20 grand left over.
Well, our friend Sam decided, no, you got to be buying things. So he came over to my account and started buying all these stocks of, I think it was Qantas, Woolworths, and what was the other one? The glove company.
What glove company?
They do condoms as well.
Oh, Ansell.
Yeah, Ansell. Yeah, yeah.
Sam would buy all these companies for you.
Yeah,
but he would have the best reasons. He'd be like, you should buy stocks in Ansell. They make condoms. You should buy stocks in James Hardy. They give people asbestos.
James Hardy. So he started buying all these random ones for me. And guess what? I won.
Yeah, because you just bought all those stocks right at the start on Sam's dodgy advice, and then you left it for 3 months.
Wait, what? Can I get a time frame for this?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Like, which year are we talking?
This would have, like, been year 10, I think.
Year 10. Year 10. Yeah.
So, 2008, 2009?
Yeah.
Hmm.
7 or 8.
Yeah.
What was the investment in Ed Hardy? Come on, guys.
Ed Hardy.
Mate, you'd have been a millionaire by now.
Now, there are only so many stocks we could have used. We were limited.
Yeah. I hear you've been making memes at your work, Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. What's these memes about?
Yeah, so we got a work chat going, and I've just been throwing memes in there. But they're, like, really niche work-specific memes, like, that don't make sense out of the chat.
Oh, yeah.
But you know they're good because my manager's in the work chat and he starts liking them. So they're okay. The manager approved now.
Wait, that's what you want. Oh, let me tell you. Had a horror start to the week. Involved in a car accident. Not my car.
You okay? Did you survive?
I don't think so. I got my clone. It's my clone. Like, this is my clone replacing me. So the original is... I don't know if I'm the original and that was the clone, or that was the original and I'm the clone. Don't have a
good
clue.
Good segue into the Sixth Day by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. But we might touch that on that
later. Anyway, so, I was reversing a U, and I wasn't paying attention to my side mirrors. I was only looking to the left side. I wasn't paying attention to the right. And then the tow bar accidentally bumped one of the workers' cars, and and literally that guy like mate, you drive a 93 Nissan Pulsar, just chill out. Your car looks like shit anyway, so just chill out.
So the dent in the door probably economically wrote off the car.
Probably, but it was literally the size of a 20-cent coin. And I got, and you know what I did? I got the dent guy to fix it.
Yeah, just...
That's what he did. He literally put his, like, little thing that he
hot... Like his plunger.
Yeah, his plunger. And he just went... And dent gone. And this guy was like, oh, mate, you have to pay for this. This is going to cost you something. What? Why?
I just fixed it.
I just fixed it there for you, bro. Look, I made it even brand new.
You should have spit-shined it for him.
Oh, screw that, man. Nah, but he made such a big fuss about it. He went and complained to Kush. He went and complained to Kush, and Kush was like...
Some people just need to relax.
And Kush was like, yeah. He goes and looks at the car and he's like, where's the dent? Because I fixed it by the time he went and told Kush. Oh, where's the dent? Oh, it's not there.
Sometimes you just gotta let it go. Like, I got rear-ended once, right?
Yeah.
But, like, it was really minor. There was no damage on my car, and I think the car behind me had a few scratches. So I just had a quick look around. We're in the middle of traffic. We're holding up traffic. So I had a quick look around. I'm like, just don't worry about it, hey? And I got back in the car and went.
So did I...
Just wait, man.
Did I tell you the story about, like, how I... My first car was a Mirage. So I had a silver Mirage, right? I decked that car out. I put an exhaust in it. I put a pod filter in it. I put a sub.
Pimp my ride.
That time we went to Thailand, and then in Thailand you could buy like car parts for so cheap. So we bought rims and got it exported, and it was super cheap. Like we bought these rims cost like I think for a set of four it was like $50 Australian. And to ship them over, we just had to pay an extra, I think it was an extra $20 Australian.
Wow.
To get extra bit of, luggage.
Yeah, what a deal.
But, you know, $70 for four sets of tires. Well, four sets of rims, wheels. And then, anyway, so I pimped out my car and stuff. And I was parked in Liverpool and I was waiting for my sister. And so they introduced paid parking at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I went and I put in my dollar coin for a half an hour. Wait. So put it in, put the ticket in, sat back in the car on my phone. And then all of a sudden, I'm like kicking back. And then all of a sudden, I just feel this, like my car shakes. It's like, I was like, whoa, what the hell happened? I look up, this person, station wagon, just reversed straight into my car. Oh. Like was trying to park, but went straight into my car.
Yeah.
Like reversed straight into my car and drove off. And I can't get out of the car because where she hit it was in between the door front. So I couldn't open the door. So I had to get out through the passenger side. And luckily this guy ran up to me, goes, "Oh, I got the number plate. Here's the number plate. I wrote it down. Call the cops." So I started calling the cops. I was like, "Hey, someone just reversed into me and just drove off. Oh, do you have the number plate by any chance?" I'm like, "Yeah, here's the number plate." And then next minute I see this lady coming, and she's like, "Oh, looking frustrated, like not frustrated, like flustered," and she's like,
"Yeah,"
she's like, "Oh, why'd you take my parking spot?" I go, "What do you mean parking spot?" She goes, "I was gonna park there, and you came in and took it. And, you know, I'm not paying for that damage that you did." I'm like, "What are you talking about? I was parked here, and I've got a Mirage, and you have a station wagon, and the gap between the front car, the car in front of me and the car behind me, could only fit my car. How were you going to fit your station wagon in there?" "Oh, no, yep. You took my parking spot, you came in." That was her argument. I go, "Hang on a second, here's my ticket. I was here 15 minutes before you even hit me."
Lawyered.
"Oh, I must have not seen you then."
"No." "Mate. Some people, man."
Okay. "I'll get this fixed. I'll get them to my insurance and stuff." I'm like, "Okay, talk to your insurance. I'll talk to my panel beater person." So I need this panel beater, right? And then he goes, "Oh, bro, I'll knock this out in $400. But he's like, "Is she going insurance or cash job?" And I go, "I think she's going insurance." No, tell her cash job." I go, "Why?" He goes, "You tell her do cash job, I'll charge her $800. I'll fix up your whole car. I'll paint." Because he goes, You wanted your bonnet painted, right? And your spoiler painted, right?" I go, "Yeah, yeah." I'll change your bonnet. I'll put a new spoiler in for you. I'll paint it. I'll do all these things for you. I'll fix it up for you. Just tell her it's $800, right?" And I go, "Oh, okay, cool." I rang her up. I go, "Hey, I was just wondering if you're going through insurance or cash." And she goes, "Oh, I'm going through insurance." I go, "Oh, how much is the insurance?" She goes, $1,200. I go, "Oh, my panel beater said he can do it for $800. Are you willing to go do cash so then you don't have to use your insurance and get a higher premium the next time you insure?" "I don't know. Just think about it, let me know." And then she goes, "Yeah, you know what, we'll do cash then." And so then he wrote up the receipt for $800 and he wrote down what he was going to do. So I wrote down, change the front, change the door, change the front fender, paint it and stuff.
Yeah.
$800. But what he did was he changed so many things in that car.
Just pimped it.
Like pimped it out even more. I literally paid $500 for that car when I first got it. I sold it for
$1,500.
Made a profit. And you know what has happened? My instrument cluster died on me. So I couldn't see the speedo. The speedo wouldn't work.
Mine went a while ago.
Yeah. So
I had to get that fixed.
Yeah. So I just went to a spare parts place. Not spare parts. A wrecker's yard. Saw a Lancer there. My car done like 150,000 Ks. Saw a Lancer there. Another Mirage that had this instrument cluster. But on their thing, it was written 80Ks. 80,000, sorry. And
so then... So you took that number, didn't you?
Yeah. So then I changed it. So not my car, did 80,000 as we speak about it. So then I got my family friend who's a mechanic to forge the books to say that it was like.
Man, are you sure you want to be saying all this on a podcast?
What's going to happen, man? It's happened. This was like almost 15 years ago.
What if Josh gets deported?
This was like 12 years ago. 15. I'm not doing that. What if Josh... Yeah, Josh is the only person that hasn't been deported yet.
What? So both of you have been deported?
Yeah. Mate, yeah, we're in Burwood, right? The people are... The cops at Burwood, mate. Straight deportation.
What? Oh, yeah. We joke about this one cop trying to deport us. Yeah. She wasn't really going to deport us.
She wasn't really, but, like, it was so funny.
That interaction was funny.
Yeah.
That day.
So that's walking down the street.
Oh, yeah. Here we
and
go.
I'm going to
I'm in
games.
My car, right?
Yeah.
And my car is just, it's a police magnet, right? Because it's a little bit loud, it's a little bit low.
It's red.
It's red, it stands out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, oh, I had the damage on one side because I was in a bit of a fender bender a couple of days before, so half the car's damaged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it looks a bit dodgy.
I've stopped I've stopped near the post office next to the mailbox in the mail zone. You're not meant to stop there. I only stopped there for like a moment because I wanted to yell something out the window at Sega. But just at that moment, the police officer's walking up. And I'm trying to tell Sega, I gotta go. And the cop's just already on us.
Yeah.
And
she's like, you can't stop here.
And I was like, oh, I'm going.
It's like, hey, I'm going to go right now. And she said, I don't care if you're going now. You can't stay here.
You have to go now.
And Sega, I'm like, what did you say? What do you mean?
I was so confused. No. I literally stood there just going, so do I move or not move?
So you, do you want me to move or not? I don't care if you're going. You can't stay here. What?
Yeah.
Because I remember I leaned in and because we were looking for parking and I parked a bit down and I was like, hey, I think you might have to park down there. And I'm leaning in and the lady... The cop was like there, and I'm like, oh, he's just about to go.
I don't care if he's going.
That was the day that we nearly got deported.
I almost got deported as well for the Opal card.
remember
that one, Lawrence?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
So, what's the Opal card story?
Oh, mate. We were like going to Bondi Junction or the beach, and along the way we see all these like transport officers, and
this is so already getting too good.
We're on the train, right? We've already scanned our Opal cards. We got on the train. These transport officers walk past. Lawrence goes, "Oh, Josh, mate, did you scan your Opal card?"
Did you tap on Josh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
so they all swarmed around Josh.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was good. Well, you had nothing to worry about because you tapped on, right?
Yeah, exactly. I just had to show them my Opal card, and then they scanned it, and then they were like, yeah, all right.
The adventures we used to have.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, you're all right.
Can't even remember
them. Yeah. Do you remember that guy? I feel so bad for saying this, but do you remember that guy back in AIT that used to wear the sunnies in class? Just because he didn't realise...
Madoka.
Just because he didn't realise that you could get prescription glasses.
With the Madoka deck. You remember this guy, yeah, Lawrence?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't remember this guy.
Yeah, so
I was
this
only
guy...
there half the time.
Yeah, well, mate, you're the...
He was definitely at that massive round table of Yu-Gi-Oh we had.
Where I killed.
There was like a 12-way duel. I don't remember anyone at that.
Yeah, 12-way duel. That was so good. Were you there for that, Sega?
Yeah, I was the one that won it.
Wait, you won it?
I was late for class. I was the one that won it. Every turn took 10 minutes.
Yeah, because everyone was playing Swords of Revealing Light.
Yeah. And then remember, I won it due to my Six Samurai Sheehan. I bought out that Six Samurai Sheehan, and everyone's like, "What? What kind of card is this?"
Mate, me just trying to Stardust Dragon everything.
Oh, you and your star. You know, no, you had Miss Valley.
Miss Valley, yeah.
You had Miss Valley there.
I was just bouncing.
And that was so annoying. That was so annoying, the Miss Valley. Oh, mate, the amount of times I got so
destroy
annoyed
without
by you.
Destroy target.
Yeah.
That game's a write-off. Never playing again.
Oh, my God.
No, look, if we finally get that digital version of the game, like the legit YGO Pro, but not the, like, the non-legit
one. On the Switch
one,
or something?
Yeah, then I'll probably play it because everything's just automated.
Yeah, I'll get back into it. Like, if it's online and digitally available, like on the Switch or something, I'd love to. And if you have access to all the cards as well,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That'd be amazing.
Not like opening booster packs and all that crap. Like, if you can just have access to all the cards, then yeah, getting it.
Yeah, that duel went nuts, and then we had a tournament, didn't we? We had a tournament and what's that guy's name? Albert and like Anthony and all those people just ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, Sophie. Aiden.
Aiden.
Yeah.
Get that right. Aiden. Mate, AIT. Those were the days.
I remember AIT.
Those were the days. Do you remember the scene that we were shooting at for your trailer video or your music video, your music thing?
There's a couple we did. I was looking at some of the old videos the other day.
The one that we were like, that we shot majority of it in one day where we went down to Haymarket.
Yeah.
I think it was me, you, Angeline.
Nah, but there was another one. Do you remember the one where you were doing that like extended handshake with Lawrence?
Ridiculous.
You remember that one, yeah? And like Lawrence was like throwing the cards.
It just kept going.
The one where Lawrence
was following your lead.
Yeah, the one where Lawrence threw the cards in slow motion. Yeah.
He threw from the top.
That deck is still missing some cards.
Yeah. He threw from the top of the thing.
Yeah.
And then that's when we had the green screen. That's when they installed the green screen room.
Yes. Yeah.
Green room.
The green room, sorry.
It's gotten worse now. I don't know if you've seen it recently, but it's just it's bad.
What, trashed.
What is
it? No, not trashed. It's just like they keep relocating it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, how will you relocate a whole room?
Yeah. So
they're painting like rooms green randomly.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's say like they say, "Oh, we don't want it there anymore." So then they turn that back into a classroom.
That's stupid. It's not like you're moving a couple of chairs and tables around. You're repainting whole rooms.
Exactly.
That's a green
room.
Plus, you have to soundproof that because that room was soundproof.
Yeah.
As well.
Now I think there's only one. So it's like a massive green room. It's much bigger than it was before. And then there's a little soundproof room to the side. It's like a little, like one person room where you can record like vocals from.
Do you remember how they used to have the dean's office right smack bang right in the middle, like in that? Because remember how they renovated that back end area, and nobody used to go at that back end area because everyone was at the front near the near the motion capture room and that other special sort of like break room that we used to play cards in and stuff. And then the other side, barely anybody went to the other side because barely any classes were happening on the other side.
Yeah.
I shook hands with the dean once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you got your graduation.
When I graduated. Remember that? How good was that when I graduated?
I like how you managed to get the robes and everything.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so context. I didn't actually go to this academy. I only pretended to go to this academy so I could play cards. And then I accidentally graduated.
And everyone thought it was a real graduation.
And then got a certificate and everything.
You got a job offer as well?
Yeah, I got a job offer. We'll save the whole story for another time, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good time. Those are some good times. What the hell? DHL. I just got a text message saying your order.
Your package is away.
Yeah. But it's
DHL. Or it's like it's in federal custody.
No, it's a scam one.
Yeah.
Man. Like, even the non-scam ones are scams.
Yeah, like the actual ones. The
yeah, it's like, we've got your package from America. You have to pay $700 to redeem it. Like, no.
What are you talking about? What did I order from America?
Actually, I ordered something from eBay.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't deliver it to my house. I had to go to the post office to get it. And the post office charged me like an extra $2.
Why?
Apparently, like, the whole shipping wasn't paid for by the...
Oh, come
the
on.
The seller.
No, come on.
I was
on.
Like, man, what did I just pay for?
No.
Wait, what?
No. You have to
put an extra $2 in.
They can't do that.
They can't do that.
What a dodgy guy.
Mate, take them to court.
Don't get us started on post office.
Oh.
Like, not the post office, bro, but, like, this guy selling off eBay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I remember one time, like, I ordered stuff from Wish, right? I just ordered, like, random stuff off Wish. Because, like, I just wanted to see what this was. This was back, like, a little bit... Like when Wish wasn't blowing up as much as it is now.
Yeah.
Like a little bit earlier days. And so I ordered
Before it was cool.
Yeah. So I ordered these watches, these Tommy Hilfiger watches, these Emporio Armani watches. I had no idea that they were fake, because I didn't know. Yeah. I thought they were like just cheap watches. I was like, oh man, cheap watches and stuff. And then I realized they were fake once I got them. But like, it literally, I remember like... One time, like, I ordered a few things from there, and then some of them rocked up, and then I totally forgot about it, and then 3 months later, like, the rest came past, and I'm like, when did I order these? I was legit just like, wait, when did I order this? When did this come past?
Yeah, because most of the time, it takes, like, 3 months to ship something from Wish.
Oh, dude, it takes so long.
It's half the fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
Because you forget about it, and then you surprise yourself.
That's right.
I had a big argument with this clothing company place where they were like, they had stock of this particular item. Oh, before I start that, Josh, are you gonna get the new Squid Games t-shirts from Culture King? Have you seen them?
I saw those.
Ooh, they look legit. Oh. They look nice.
They do look pretty good, eh?
I like them. I think I want the cream colored one. So the cream colored.
I don't remember. I saw a lot of the black ones, but
yeah, there's a cream colored one there, which I really like. I'm a big fan of, and the black one, I'm just gonna get the logo on it. I don't like the full picture one.
I think I'm more interested in getting like an actual costume.
Oh, come on, bro! Yeah. Don't be one of those guys.
No, not like the pink soldier, but like the
red light, green light.
Yeah, the teal tracksuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tracky dacks.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking about getting that one, and then... Why is it trying to go the rest? I don't want to look at World Exclusive. I just want to look at the Squid Games one.
Can you try just typing Squid Game in the search?
Hold on. New to old.
No, that's not gonna do it. Squid Game. There you go.
This one. This is the other one that I want to get.
Yeah. There's something about them that like they look cool, but I wasn't like initially sold on them. Like
I mean if it was a little bit cheaper, by all means I would get it.
Yeah, but, not just that. I think the design, like, there's some good bits to it, but then there's also, like, it's merged.
You should do an episode of, what's that thing you do?
Oh, Brand Patrol.
Brand Patrol. Are we doing that?
Yeah.
Didn't we say we were going to do one about
cars? Yeah, I need to write the script on that.
The car locus?
Yeah. It's coming. Once
I don't know how I feel about those car logos.
Once I get more free time, yeah. Yeah, so
speaking about cars, I was looking into I'd like the Tesla thing. Like just reading up on it.
Which Tesla thing?
Oh, getting a Tesla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So I was just reading up on it, looking at
the engines. You're gonna engine swap it.
Huh?
Engine swap it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a V8.
Yeah.
V8 in that.
And then if you put a V8 in it, then you can put a Chevy badge on the front.
Exactly.
Just like everyone else with a Commodore.
Oh.
Seriously, can the Commodore owners stop putting Chevy badges on there? Nah, you know what the worst ones are? The ones where
I think they Sega's have both
the Holden and the Chevrolet badges on it.
Oh.
Like it's Chevy in the front, Holden in the back. If you're going to change the badges, at least be consistent.
Oh my god, why? Why are you doing this? Oh my god.
Yeah, what were you saying about Tesla?
Oh, yeah, you know how bullshit it is? Like, the grand? So, like, in for New South Wales, if you buy an electric car under 75,000, you don't have to pay stamp duty?
Yeah.
The minimum Tesla costs 70 plus 75 grand.
I was just thinking that. There aren't any electric cars under that.
No, there is, like, but they're not, like,
not the dodgy ones.
They're not like Tesla. Like you have
the Nissan Leaf.
Yeah, you have that. You have the MG ZS EV. You have the Hyundai Kona, the Hyundai Iconic. The new one that's coming out from Kia, the EV, Kia EV, that looks pretty sick. I want to get the pricing on that one. Because then,
why electric? Why are you going electric?
Come on, bro. So, like. Cut my carbon.
Something different?
Nah, plus petrol is too so expensive. Like, I was talking to, like down the road, this guy owns a Tesla down the road from me. And he used to have an AMG. So he used to have the AMG C6, C46, I think.
Man, you're just making up numbers and letters now.
I think so. I think that's what it is. Hold on. No, I'm not. I'm pretty sure it is. Hold on.
Yeah, the ABC.
The ABCs. Hold on.
I'll get it ABC, right for you. 1, 2, 3.
After this, I got a bit of a rant about cars.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about those logos, Lawrence?
I don't know how I feel about them.
Oh, which C63, one? Sorry. C63.
Mixed on them. All the ones I looked at.
Yeah.
How they're redesigning the logos. And it's just like, I don't know how I feel about this.
It's logo redesign, not badges. The only one that's changed their badges is Kia. Everyone else has kept the same badge but changed the logo.
Yeah.
There are some things that I'm really against when it comes to like redesigning logos.
Yeah.
I feel though this is one of those things where I hate it now, but it's probably going to grow on me.
Yeah. Probably. But we'll save that for Josh's brand patrol.
We'll discuss it fully in the brand patrol
thing.
In the brand.
Cuz I've got some things to say as well, but like we'll get there. Yeah. So he had this AMG C63, so it's like a pretty like solid car, very what is it? It's a V6 pretty much with a 3 liter engine.
Yeah.
3 liter engine V6, mm-hmm. Right? So that thing's gonna guzzle petrol down like no tomorrow. So he was saying that he was paying because he used to travel quite a bit for work. So he used to pay petrol almost 80 to 100 bucks a week.
Yeah,
just on petrol. Since he's got the Tesla, he's paying $0. The only time
how's his electricity bill?
zero because solar.
Ooh,
see now that's the kind of setup you need.
He's got solar on it,
so and it's I go properly. Capitalize on a Tesla.
I legit... I legit went to him. I go, yeah, but your bills must be through the roof. He goes... He showed me his bill. And I go, what the hell? He goes, yeah, look. The only thing I'm paying for is things that aren't provided by solar, which is like heating and all those things.
Yeah.
I go, what the hell? He goes, yeah, all my power is solar powered. Everything inside is solar powered. My Tesla gets charged by solar. I was like,
"That's cool.
That is so cool." The only thing that he pays sometimes is if he goes to those, if he goes shopping and he wants to top up, Then he pays. Oh, yeah. Then he pays. Like if he's on really low battery, he goes. It's equivalent to about $30 to $35 for about 80% charge.
It's like a full tank of gas.
Yeah. which is not bad. For $35.
Pretty good.
For $30 to $35.
But most of the time, he's not paying that. He charges at home.
Plus, he's got the long range Tesla, so it comes with the extra kilometers, and not the. So then it does about like 600 Ks before it needs a full charge again. So that's why I was like, should I get an electric car just to save?
If I really wanted to, I reckon I could get 600 out of my car. If I really wanted to.
So can I, but I don't want to do that. Like, I legit don't want to do that.
Man, I saw an ad for like someone selling a similar model to my car.
Yeah.
And he had like some ridiculous claim about you can achieve this mileage per gas tank. I can't remember what the number was. And I was like, no, you can't. I have that car. The only way you could get close to that number is if you overinflate the tires to the max and hypermile.
Yeah, no, you can't do that stuff.
That's not a realistic number.
No.
Get out.
But yeah, no, I was looking at those electric cars, but then I was considering the Tesla, but the downside is it's so expensive. It's not worth it at the moment. If it was cheaper, 100%.
Yeah, it need another 5 years for it to get more reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we're talking, plus I think this new Kia one that's coming out, the EV, I think that's pretty much what I'm looking forward to. So I'll probably sell my car and get that one instead.
Okay.
Yeah. Gonna get rid of that. You wanted to.
Speaking of selling cars, man. So every now and then, I just go on carsales.com just to cruise around and just check up on the markets. Like, I'm not gonna buy or sell a car, but sometimes just like
looking. You just want to have a fun. Yeah. You just want to see what ridiculous things are out there.
Some of the way people write their ads, I'm just so over it. Like, I think this trend needs to stop with car ads.
Yeah.
If you're selling a late model car. And to me, a late model car is anything built after 2010. If you're selling a late model car, can you stop including standard features as a selling point? Like, keep cool with air conditioning and feel safe with airbags and anti-lock brakes. This car has this. And feel secure with central locking. It's like, those aren't selling points. Those are standard on every car.
Yeah. Just list it and that's it.
Stop trying to use those points to talk your car up when every car has that.
Yeah.
I remember.
Like, no one's going to look at your car ad for your 2015 Corolla and think, oh, this guy didn't mention that the car had airbags. I guess it doesn't have airbags.
Yeah.
It's all standard stuff on these model cars. That's my rant about car ads.
What about the aircon on your old car?
Oh, the aircon on my car.
The old car.
Yeah. Wait, which car?
The green one, I think.
Yeah, the green one.
That didn't have aircon. It just had windows.
Yeah, natural aircon. To roll the windows down.
Yeah, I still roll the window down in my car. Actually, it's roll the window down on the driver's side. It's power window on the passenger side.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because you changed the door.
Yeah, because I changed the door.
Yeah, the yellow door.
Yellow door.
Yeah. No, yeah, so get this. So I'm about to go to work. Wind the window down as I do, because the air conditioner is broken. That's a story for another day. Yeah, so I'm winding the window down, pushing the power window down, and I've got to bring it back up a bit, and it's stuck.
Oh, no.
So the window's just stuck down, and I'm like, man, I can't leave the house now. I'm not parking my car some random place with the window down.
Yeah.
So, like... no, I wasn't going to work there. I was going somewhere else. Like, I called that plan off. I was like, nah, I need to address my car issue. This is an immediate problem. So I'm doing some research. I'm like, how much is it to get this part, to fix this part, fix the window?
What's it going
to
cost?
All this research. And oh my God, it was so expensive to get the power window regulator, the part that was broken. And then I don't like getting these parts from wreckers. Like, I know they're cheap from wreckers, but if you get a part like that from a wrecker, I feel you can't guarantee how much longer it's going to last once you put it in. It's already off an old car.
Yeah.
Like, panels, I don't mind. But like mechanical parts, I don't like getting from Wreckers.
Because you don't know the use by date on that.
Yeah, exactly. So like I could put it in and it will break like a month later.
Yeah.
So
and then spend
the solution same I came up with was, for the price I'm going to pay to get a brand new power window regulator, I might as well just get a whole new door on the car. So I went to the Wrecker and I got a door. And yeah, just put a whole door on my car. But now it's manual windows on the driver's side and power window on the passenger side.
Hey man, get that arm strength going.
Yeah.
Had a
fool do like a mad circuitry job inside. This came in handy. Remember when we did circuits in science in high school, junior high school? Nah, you guys don't remember, hey?
Nah.
Or even in primary school, like they give you the batteries and you have to hook the battery up to like switches and the light bulbs and you learn how circuits work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do it practically. I did it theoretically on a computer.
Oh, what do you mean you didn't? That was a classic. What? Who doesn't do that?
Who doesn't do the physical one, man?
Theoretical? Man.
That's like saying you get the sewing class and or textiles and you do that on the computer.
No, textiles.
Yeah, so I'm glad we did that lesson about circuits, because the power window on the passenger side wasn't working, and then I realized, oh, that's because the power window module from the driver's side needs to be connected into the circuit, otherwise the circuit isn't complete. So what I did was I connected the module into the circuit, and then I wedged some paper under the switches so it won't switch itself off. And then I taped it up and it's inside the door. So the power window module is tucked inside the panel of the door so you can't see it. But it's there and it's connecting the circuit, and that's why my circuit works.
Hmm.
Who the
That's Mechanics 101.
Who the hell... who the hell was Josh just gesturing to?
I've just been doing that the whole time.
I know, he's been doing that the whole time. Like, bro, are you hungry or something? Do you want to go eat? Like, I swear to God.
Just got the call in the background, man.
I'm going to jump on the call. Hold on, let me jump on the call.
What call?
We should probably end the podcast first, mate. Flag this and wrap it up.
Let's do that, sons. All right, guys, I think that's enough for today. We've rambled on for quite a bit. Good episode. Bit of a chilled,
loose
podcast. Next time will be a definite topic on something.
Yeah, next time we'll... Yeah. Like, this time we had a topic planned, but I don't think it was suitable, so I think we'll just hold off. Next week, we'll discuss... Next week, me and Josh... it's going to be me and Josh. Lawrence won't be joining us, so next week we're going to be discussing
trailers. What do you mean I won't be joining you?
Well, it's Melbourne Cup Day, mate.
You'll be
too busy celebrating the Melbourne Cup after this.
Too busy working.
Yeah, nah. After this star one wins.
Who's gonna win the Melbourne Cup, Sega?
This star one.
Is that actually a runner?
Yeah, didn't you send it in the group chat?
I don't know if it's in the Melbourne Cup. Oh, I should be in the Melbourne Cup. Please be the one.
Hold on, let me have a look. Who's in the Melbourne Cup? Hold on.
Who's in the Melbourne?
Who's in the Melbourne Cup?
Let me open up my betting app. Not to be disclosed what it is, because I don't want
to... If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map.
Oh, I got $10 in my account. Oh, awesome.
Oh, put it on Melbourne Cup.
This is where you fade the outro music.
Horses. Where's the Melbourne Cup, buddy? Oh, here we go.
It's on Tuesday.
Yeah, no. I was looking
at it. Does this podcast have a proper ending or what?
We're talking about Melbourne Cup.
Speaking of Melbourne Cup, though.
Spanish mission. Oh, that sounds like a good
one. So one of my co-workers at one of my jobs was like, sorry, I can't work that specific day because there's an after-work meeting.
Yeah. And you know it's Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, you know it's Melbourne Cup. So my manager was like, think I was born yesterday?
Nice.
Yeah.
Guys, I gotta say there are some pretty outstanding courses in here.
Read the top names.
We have Spanish Mission.
Oh, that's great.
It gets better. It gets better. We have Away He Goes. Right? My favorite. Explosive Jack. Coming to Hungry Jack's this summer. The Explosive Jack.
Man, I had to place this bet the other night. And it's an old guy placing this bet.
It's always an old guy.
What's the name of the horse? And the horse's name is Shut Up. And I'm like, Shut Up. And he's like, what? Shut up.
Shut up your mouth.
Shut up. It's the name of the horse.
Yeah, what is the name of the horse?
It's Shut Up.
Shut up. No, don't do it. Oh, Lawrence.
Who named it?
Lawrence, I got a good one.
Yeah?
Johnny, Get Angry.
Who names these horses?
My favourite was Groot back in the day. I don't know if Groot's still around, but...
Nah.
The Chosen One? Oh, that guy sounds pretty good.
Oh, that one's still around. What?
The Chosen One.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, guys, that's been the map for today. Yeah, you gotta call it. you can, Josh, where can they find you, buddy?
At Squishy Joshy, and on Instagram, it's at Squishy _ Joshy.
Lawrence, where can they find you, buddy?
Facebook.com/TempoDrummer.
Yep. And you guys can follow the show on Linktree/map. Oh, sorry, Mad About Pop, or type about Mad About Pop Culture in Bing, and we're the number one search in Bing. So
number one on Bing.
We're number one on Bing. Just keep that in mind. We're the number one podcast on Bing. And you can follow me on Insta at SegaSing23 at home. I was about to give my whole email away. I'll scratch up on that. You can follow me on Insta at SegaSing23. And we have been The Map, and good night.
See ya.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.